Okay, so again, we're up to Perek Yud, Pasuk Chavav. We are continuing the vision. Pasuk Chavav. We are continuing the vision of Daniel. Daniel is shown by the Malach that there will be a time after the time of 70 Shemitos multiplied by 70, 490 years. At that point in time, there will be a Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Now, it doesn't exactly say there's going to be a Chorban Beis Hamikdash. I just want to present to you another idea that I saw. Doesn't actually say there's going to be a Chorban Beis Hamikdash. It says that after you shall understand this number, and with this number, everything will make sense. And after the 70 Shemitos, which include the 7 Shemitos and the 62 Shemitos and the fraction, then there's going to be a time of Yikareit. That's really where we're up to right now. There's going to be something's going to happen. Now, let's go further, and maybe we'll come back to this idea in a moment. Pasuk Chavav, V'acharei Hash, Pasuk Chavav, V'acharei Hashavuim Shishim Ushnayim. After this period of time of 62 Shemitos, Yikoreis Moshiach Ve'ein Lo. Now, who is the Moshiach here? Now, if we go back in the previous Pasuk, in Pasuk Chof Dalid, it said that after 70 Shemitos, V'lachtom, the last words of Pasuk Chof Dalid, V'lachtom Chazon V'navi, V'lim Shoach Kodesh Kodoshim. Okay, that's to anoint the Kodesh HaKodoshim, an expression of anointment. Let's go back a little bit before that, where it says the Nogid. The Nogid was in Pasuk Chof. Where was the post that mentioned the Nogid? Here, in Pasuk Chav Hei. In Pasuk Chav Hei, in the middle of the Pasuk, they say, Davis Saskel Min Motzo Davar, L'Hashiv, Livnos Yerushalayim, Ad Moshiach Nogid. Until the time of the Moshiach Nogid will be Shavuim Shiva. Who was this individual called the Moshiach Nogid in Pasuk Chav Hei? So we discussed yesterday, great learning, first to Koresh. Koresh in Pasuk Chav Hei is the Moshiach, the Anointed One. Why is he the Anointed One? Because he is the one that will give permission to the Jewish people to return to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. He is the Prince and the Anointed One. Now in Pasuk Chavav it says that this Pasuk Chav Hei is telling us what's going to happen in 49 plus 3 years. In Pasuk Chavav it's telling us what's going to happen after 49 plus 3, after 52. Add to that 434, which are 62 Shemitos, plus the fraction of another 4 years, for a grand total of 490 years. And then, the Yikareis Moshiach. Who's that Moshiach? Koresh? Koresh was long gone. Because Koresh only lived for 3 years after he became, a lot of kings in ancient times, a very short life expectancy. Once you become a king, the statistics of living a long life are very, very small. Greatly diminished. A lot of poison and rebellions and all sorts of things happened to people who took power in ancient times. It was not good for Arich HaSiyam, that was for sure. Not what the doctor prescribed. But who does it mean here? So here the answer refers to Agrippus. Agrippus, according to at least Rashi, it refers to the Jewish king. Who is the Jewish king? Now, the Jewish king is not discussed. You don't hear very much about it in Tisha B'Av. When we talk about the Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Rishon, we discuss at great length. There is Tzidkiyahu. He was the current king. He was the king at the time. And then there was Yehoyakim and Yehoyachas. And Yehoyachin, we have the last three kings play a prominent role in the last period of the Bayis Rishon. But the last period of the Bayis Sheni, we don't really hear very much. But there was a king, he was Agrippus. It was from, it was not necessarily from the Zera, even was he a Jew? I'm not even sure if he was Jewish. Agrippus. Because Hordas was not Jewish. He was an Evet. The Chashmonaim were Jews, of course. They took the Malchus for themselves. They were Kohanim from Shevet Levi. And then an Eved by the name of Hurdis, he came and he wiped out, he killed, he rebelled against his master, and he took the Malchus for himself, and he married the daughter, the last surviving daughter of the Chashmonaim, and she wasn't alive. She committed suicide, and he preserved her body in honey. What?
Some say that he killed him.
He had different opinions. The Gemara says that she jumped, she went to the roof, and she made anyone that says that they're a descendant of the king is an Eved, and she commits suicide, and he preserved her body in honey to make believe that she was still alive, and he, in this, after Hordas died, then the Malchus, I do not know the details, but it went down to Agrippus I, Agrippus II. So he was the last king, that was the last current king of the Jewish people during the time of the Bayis Sheni, and according to Rashi, it's a very big Chiddush. Rashi says that's what we are referring to here. Yikares Moshiach ve'ein le'elam means he will no longer exist, he will die. So here the Pasuk above this continuation of Pasuk Chafei tells we have this number 70, 70 Shemitos, break it up into three parts, which are really two parts, 7 plus 62, and the fraction will divide among the two at the end of 490 years, then the Bayis Sheni will be destroyed. What will happen to the Bayis Sheni? The Jewish king, the king that rules over the Jewish people, that's the Mashiach, who will be cut, Yikares, he will be cut off, he will be killed, the Einlo, he will no longer exist. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi in Pasuk Chavav. Rashi Pasuk Chavav says, "V'achrei oisam shavuim." After those shmitos, Yikares Mashiach. Who is the Mashiach? Yehareg Agrippas, Melach Yehuda, Shayemoyshal b'mei haChorban. He was the last Jewish king. In fact, he was called Agrippas II. He was the last Jew. He was the last king. The last king that was ruling over the Jewish people at the time of the Bayis Sheni, and his death coincided with the Churban of the Bayis Sheni. That is how Rashi learns. Other Mefarshim are very disturbed because why would he be called the Anointed One? He was not necessarily even Jewish, if I'm not mistaken. And therefore they learn that it refers to the Kohen Gadol. Who is the Kohen Gadol? Rabbi Yishmael. So we once spent time learning the Midrashim. The Midrashay Malchus. There are three versions, and one version is Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosi, and the other version was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. That was the Kohen Gadol that lived at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, and that's what it refers. And if that is true, It's a fascinating insight, the difference between the Bayis Sheni and the Bayis Rishon. In the time of the Bayis Rishon, we don't focus on the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Churban. There are two parts to the leadership of Klal Yisrael, two different branches of leadership in Klal Yisrael. There is the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. The truth is there are three branches. There is the Sanhedrin. What?
Sanhedrin.
Division of power. Balance. Checks and balances.
Checks and balances.
I don't know if that's really true. You have to really analyze if that's true when it comes to Klal Yisrael. Okay, we were familiar with the United States, the three different branches of government in the United States. But among the Jewish people, there are also three branches of government, if you want to use that word. The Malchus, the Melech, the Kohen Gadol, and the Sanhedrin. Each one has their role. Which one is more powerful than the other? Seemingly the Melech. The Melech appears to be the most powerful and significant, but the Kohen Gadol also plays a very large role. It appears that it depends on the times. If we take this interpretation, we don't not like Rashi, that Mashiach refers to the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, or Rabbi Yishmael ben Yosi, depending who was the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Pasuk here is emphasizing what is the tragedy, what is the great tragedy of the Churban Bayis Sheni after 490 years. So the Pasuk here spells out, you know what's going to happen? Number one, Yikares Mashiach. The Mashiach will be cut off, and then, let's refer to the Pasuk, the Einlo, and he will no longer exist, the Ho'ir, the HaKodesh, the city, and the holy matters, which I guess refers to, not exactly sure what is the Kodesh more than, I guess, made the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi is the Migdash, the Kodesh, the Beis HaMikdash, Yashchis, it will be destroyed by Am Nagid, the nation of the prince Haba. The Nagid here, according to Rashi, is Titos. Titos was the one who, he was the Nagid, and his nation, he did not do the dirty work, but the Romans, who was the ultimate authority, they were the ones that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. What do you want to say?
I'm confused here.
Yes.
we're talking about the Roman era.
Okay.
Urban Vayashen. Okay. There doesn't seem to be any importance. If there was, I don't know if there was any king during.
There was Agrippa. He was a puppet king.
But the point is, what we know from the Gemara and Gittin,
yeah,
the events of that time. Who was the leadership? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and
folks. That was spiritual, so, religious leadership.
Well, you don't see any.
Exactly. That's the point that I made. Exactly. When we talk, that's what I told you. When you go and you go to a kinnis on Tisha B'Av and they talk about the Chorban Bayis Sheni, almost no one's going to. Exactly. They'll talk about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and they'll talk about the Asura Gemalchus. They'll talk about all the events, the Baryonim and the Prushim. They'll talk about all the different groups. They'll never come out, never mention anything about the king, the Agrippus. He existed. He was a puppet king. His power was almost nothing. What kind of power did he really have? The Romans controlled. There was a siege. The Romans, for the last 103 years, Klal Yisrael was controlled by the Romans. He was like a mayor. He was just a community activist. He was a leader, but he had no real authority, no real power. Yet Rashi says something that is truly amazing. That and not only Rashi, the Pasuk says, we're describing here what's going to happen after 490 years. There's going to be a Churban. If you were writing the Pasuk, you would say the Churban is the Asura Gemalchus. Klal Yisrael, they're going to go to Rome. They're going to be exiled. The base Hamigdash will be destroyed. There are so many things you're going to say. Would you say the most important thing is that that Agrippus, number two, Agrippus the second, was deposed? What kind of power did he have to begin with? Was he even Jewish? What's going on over here? But according to Rashi, it's exactly what it says. It says, here it is. This is it. The Acharei Hashavu Im Shishim Ushtam, after 62 Shemitos later, plus the 7 that we had in the previous Pasuk, plus all the fractions, it's now the year 490, since the Churban Bayis Rishon, Yikareis, what's the most important thing? Moshiach. What's Moshiach? Rashi, who's the Moshiach? Pasuk Chavav, Moshiach Yehoreg Agrippus Melech Yehuda Shoyemoshal Bimei HaChorbin. I'm not making this up.
Since Moshiach, yeah, is generally speaking a positive term, even when it was applied,
yes,
to so Rashi, and I guess everybody else, is forced to look for somebody who was at least something on the positive.
Is it positive? Is that really true that it's positive? Maybe it's just it's an borrowed term that's used to represent a leader. A leader, we associate Moshiach, we think about Melech HaMoshiach, and we think about the Moshiach and Moshuach Mulchama, and the Kohen Gadol that was Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcha. Maybe in Ksuvim, it's a borrowed term which refers to the person who is in charge. It doesn't mean anything holy, any other, maybe look, Koresh, was Koresh such a good guy? I don't know. On the one hand, he was good because he let the Jewish people return.
That's usually good enough for us.
For us, it's good enough. Yeah. But in the world view of who he was.
I think he's called Cyrus the Great, so I guess he was pretty good.
Unless he made that name for himself. in Iraq, Saddam was also.
After he was gone, nobody called him that.
In his time, he was
Saddam the Great.
And the same thing with Nagid.
Yes, Prince.
Positive.
Exactly.
Now,
so in the art scroll Doniel, it says something very interesting. It says, I never heard this before, it says there that in the secular world, Titus was known to be a very good person. I mean, they viewed him to be civilized, compassionate, a very kind and generous person that didn't want to hurt a fly. That's how he was known. Chazal view him as the worst Rasha, a Rasha Merusha, the lowest character and the worst of the worst. How do we reconcile that difference? So it appears that Chazal will yore that it was just a show. It could very well be to the world, to in Rome, and to his soldiers. He was viewed as a compassionate soldier and a good person, but his conduct in the Beis HaMikdash and how he treated the Jews revealed the truth, the emes. Chazal will yore l'sof oimkoy shel davar. So when the Torah, when the Tanakh, Ksuvim, and Nevi'im, when it uses words, sometimes it's using words the way the person was perceived to the world. Not necessarily the Oimkoy Shel Davar. Sometimes yes, sometimes just the other way around. That Tanakh and Chazal will super magnify minor imperfections, even though the person really wasn't all that bad. It all depends on the context. Sometimes this way, sometimes that way. So it's a pella, exactly what you're saying. You're on the mark, because here one thing you can't deny. When it comes to the Moshiach, maybe you can say that it's a borrowed term. It represents leadership. And who says he was such a good leader? Who says his leadership had any significance, any power, whatever it was? But the word Nogid, Nogid means a prince. And according to Rashi, who is the Nogid? Titos. So what does that mean? So you have to also, I guess, in this context, say that it refers to that he was viewed as a prince among his people, amongst the Rome. They viewed him as a Nogid.
It's forced.
It's very difficult. That's why I think the Barbanel, and I'm saying this, the Barbanel says that when it says here Moshiach, Moshiach does not mean Agrippus. Moshiach means the Kohen Gadol. And we have to know that at the time of the Baal Yeshiva, he wasn't anointed with Shem HaMishcha. There was no Shem HaMishcha during the time of the Baal Yesheni. So what then does it mean Moshiach? So Moshiach means that he was the Holy One. He represented him. Moshiach was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus, Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Elisha, Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Yoisi, and he was the anointed one, the holiest Jew of Klal Yisrael. He's the first. Is he the first of the Asara Haruge Malchus? Or the second? He's that peer.
That's hard to say because they're not really historically together.
No, those two are. Rabbi, those two are. The other eight are not. The other eight are later on, but the first two, Rabbi Shmuel, and who's Rabbi Shimon? The Nasi, who's the Nasi? Rabbi Shimon? I forgot who. The first two Asar Malchus were together. He picked up his head. One picked up the head, and how could it be? The first two were at the same period of time. It happened at the time of the Korban. It happened, I think, 52 days. 52 days, different accounts. It's all mentioned in the Medrash of the Asara Haruge Malchus. That's something that you mentioned. We have, I want to point out that there were different times. So the Asara Haruge Malchus, in the Medrash Asara Haruge Malchus, it makes a point to mention that even though they lived 70 years apart from one end to the other end, it was viewed as one generation, as one tekufa. And that's why Hashem, part of the Medrash, Hashem said, or the Malachim, they were saying amongst each other, never was there a time in history where there existed so many tzaddikim at one period of time. It's true, they died over a long period of time, over at least 70 years. They didn't die in one day, over a period of 70 years. But as far as Chazal are concerned, it was considered a single generation. The Medrash says that there were tzaddikim throughout all the generations. A tzaddik here, a tzaddik there, and a tzaddik there. But never did we have this concentration of so many tzaddikim living together at one point in time where their mitzvah could atone the intensity of the death of all of these tzaddikim, could bring an atonement for Klal Yisrael on this caliber. So that's something to keep in mind. It's true, they were at a different point in time, but it's still in halacha, in Chazal, considered one tkufa. Okay, but the point we want to make over here, that after these 62 shmidos, Yikaris Moshiach, who is the Moshiach, simply according to Rashi, it's the Melech of the Jewish people, Agrippas II, which does not appear to play a very prominent role in the big picture of things at the time of the Korban. The Ein Lo, Ein Lo means is repetition. We'll read the Mitzvot in a few moments. It's part of being Yikaris. He'll be cut off and he will disappear. It's like he never existed. The Ho'ir, the city of Yakodesh, and the Beis HaMikdash, Yashchis, will be destroyed by who? Am. By the Romans, not by an individual. By the Romans, the nation of the Nogid. The Nogid is Titus. Titus is the one that will, the general. He was the one that led the way to destroy the Baal Yesheni. His nation will do the dirty work. Am Nogid. Then the pasuk goes on to say, but do not, now there's a hard word to translate, but he will meet a bitter end. Not him, but his nation. The nation that has done this harm and destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, Haba, it will come upon them. Vikitzo, the vav here appears to be extra, as Rashi mentions in other places in Daniel, that sometimes there are added vavs that are just padded for stylistic purposes. Vikitzo vashetzef. His end will come with fury. Shetzef means a flood, a torrent. A torrent of anger and punishment, fury will come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon this nation. So it's Haba, you have to take these three words together.
A deluge
that will come upon them. Haba v'kitzei b'shetzef. It will come upon them a fury, a shetzef, a deluge of anger upon them. The ad bat, until the ad ketz milchamot, that's long in coming. It's going to be a very long time until Hashem decides to wipe out the nation of Rome for what they have done, and that will occur at the time of the milchemes goig umagoig. In the end of days, there will be this major war. The ad, and until that time, ketz milchama, the end of war. End of war is this last war, milchemes goig umagoig. Nechretzes shoymeimos. Nechretz means will be etched desolation. The Beis Hamikdash will be shomeim. There will be nothing there. The Har Habayis will be desolate from service, from korbanos, from the Mikdash, and in fact will be filled with mosques and churches throughout the ages. There's always been a church or a mosque or some type of mishigas was on top of the Har Habayis, which is called shomeimus. Okay, let's see Pasuk Chavav in the Mitzudos first, and then we'll come back. It's a very, the most difficult psukim in the entire Sefer Daniel, these psukim that we're going through yesterday and today. So they have to add a lot of words in to explain. Let's see, Pasuk Chavav in the Mitzudas, David, Shishem Ushnaim 20:62. We're not bothering with fractions. Don't get me to the details. We already mentioned seven Shemitos in the previous Pasuk. Now we're mentioning 62. 62 plus 7 is 69. There's one more Shemitah. That one more Shemitah, we're going to divide into two parts, 3 and 4. We'll give 3 to the 7 to take from 49. 7 times 7 is 49, plus another 3 for 50. And here we have 4 left, another fraction. So we'll take 62 multiplied by 7, 434, and add 4 more years for a grand total of 438. And when you take 438 plus 52, you get a grand total of 490, the total number of 70 times 7. Because it's incomplete. Yikares Moshiach, who is the practicing king at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, not Bayis Rishon, Ze Agrippas Hamelech Asher Yumos Be'ez Hachum, he'll be killed at the time of the Churban. The Ein Lo, what is this funny expression of the Ein Lo? Ein Lo Oid Be'olam. He will no longer exist. That's repetition. Poetic repetition is no longer v'hu kefel inyan. It's a repetition of the same inyan b'mash omar in what it says. Just poetic repetition. V'hakodesh. And what else will happen at this critical point in time? Not only will the king die, not only will the Jewish people, the city be destroyed. It says the ear. The kodesh. What's the kodesh? Hamikdash. The base hamikdash will be destroyed in the 490 years. Am nogid. And who's going to do this? The nation of the prince. Amoy, the nation, Rome, Shel Hanogid, of the prince. Who's the prince? Habo al Yerushalayim, Vuhu Titos. Titos here is called a Nogid, a prince. But now, the Mitzvah skips one word, the word Habo. Okay, but he's going to come back to explain that word even though he skips it. Then he goes on to the next two words. V'kitzoy b'shetzef. Do not worry. The Malach says to Daniel, do not worry. There is justice. The time will come when the end will come upon Rome with shetzef, with a fury, with a torrent. Aval soifoy shel ha'om ha'hu. The end of that nation, l'chilyoin, will be utter destruction. Berov shetef, with an abundance of anger. Af shetef is short for a flow, a torrent of anger. Now here the Mitzvah comes back and fills in the gaps. I skipped a word. I apologize for skipping that word over here of haba, because you skipped over that word. Haboha al yidei hamashiach. The Melech HaMashiach will come, and through the Melech HaMashiach he will extract from heaven a shetef of Af to destroy this nation, to bring about Kitso, his end. The Roman Empire will come to an end with Melech HaMashiach while we're still in Algolus Edom. Even though what the secular historians call the Roman Empire is long gone, it's just in the movies, it's no longer in reality, but we Chazal tell us, Chazal HaYerilis of Em Gosh Adavar tell us that Adi HaMazeh here in the year 2012, Tav Shin Helof and Tav Shin Gimel, we are still living under the control of the Roman Empire. Nothing has changed. It's just in disguise, but they're still there.
Different leaders, it's better probably to call it the Edom Empire.
The Edom Empire, okay.
It was Rome and its successors.
Okay. Correct, very good. The successor, Yishmael, and the whole mix. So it's a mixed bag of a lot of creatures. Okay, further. Then he goes on to say the Ace Kates Milchama Hamulchama Shetia Besef Kol Muhammos, and until the end. Kates means the end of Muhammad. What's that? That refers to the War of Wars. What's the War of Wars? Goyg Magut. According to the Gra, it's only going to take a few minutes. The whole war. The Gra says, makes a calculation of something like 13 and a half minutes. He has some calculation. So he predicted it. Yeah. He predicted how long does it take a missile to fly from one part. We don't know what it means. No one knows what this means. The ad kates mulchama, ha mulchama shetiyeh b'sef kal mulchama s'vihi mulchames goig. Nechretzes shemimois. What does that mean? Tiyeh ho'ir Yerushalayim nechretzes b'chrisos shemamon. Until that point in time, the city Yerushalayim will be cut off in utter desolation, devastation, and shemama, nothingness. That's what's going to be until that time. Okay, now let's see Rashi, Pasuk Chavav. The Acharei Oysan Shivuim, after those Shemitos, Yikareis Mashiach, Yehoreg Agrippa, Semelch Yehuda, Sheyeh Moshe Mechorbin, Ve'en Loik Moi Ve'enenu. He doesn't exist. Who does it say Ve'en Loik? It says by Chanoich. Lokach, what does it say? Ve'enenu. Ve'enenu, he doesn't exist. Ve'enenu. Same idea over here that's being barf when it says in Chumash by Chanoich, Ve'enenu. He was taken away. He went to Shemayim Olah. It's very strange that we're calling here the death of Magrippus a mysterious Ve'enenu, a mysterious type of death. It doesn't say die, it says he corates. We cut off Ve'enenu. What does that mean exactly? Very mysterious. Agrippus, why him? More than anyone else. Okay, very mysterious.
The last of his line.
The last of...
I don't know what happened to him.
The last of all, whose line? Okay, whatever, okay. The Eloi Kamavinenu, Mashiach, Eloi Elo Lashon. So he attacked Rashi. I didn't notice Rashi. What is Mashiach? Look at Rashi. Mashiach does not mean the anointed, because over here we're using in reference to Agrippus. He doesn't appear to be a... we don't find him very, very high up on the leadership chart. Eloi Elo Lashon Sar Vigodol. Okay, v'yir v'ha-kodesh, v'yir v'ha-migdash, yashchis am nagir ha-boa, aleim hu titus v'uch lusov, and his army, Khalsin, his army, his troops, his battalions, I'm reading the Rashi Pasuk Chavav, and the last Rashi Pasuk Chavav, v'kitzoy bashetef, v'soifoy l'klolo v'ivdoin, the end of this nation will be for curse and destruction, she'yashtif koyach malchuso aydei Mashiach, the koyach of their malchus will come to an end through the Melech HaMashiach, v'yadketz mulchama, goyik tihye until the Muhammad Sagamaguk Tihoir, Nechretze Shemois Choratz, an etch shall Shemois of utter destruction. Okay, so that's what's going to happen at this point in time at the end of the land. Pasuk of Zayin, the Higvir Buris. Now, this is also very mysterious. I don't know history. I don't know the history, unfortunately. Maybe once sometime we'll get into this. We'll have more time to spend on this, to study the more details. But this Pasuk of Zayin, according to Rashi, according to the Mitzvot, is telling us what's going to occur during the very end of the Bayis Sheni. It's a very complicated time. There were three different groups of people among them, two different groups. Klal Yisrael was divided among themselves in the three different groups, how to deal with the Romans, the Korban didn't just happen in one shot. It was a gradual process. And the Higvir Bris Larabim Shavua Echad, according to the simple interpretation of the Pasuk, and then it has to be matched with what we know about the Chumash Sheni, there will be a treaty. The very last Shemitah cycle, the last 7 years of the Bayis Sheni, Titos and the Romans will agree to make peace.
A false peace
with the Jewish people. In other words, we're not going to kill you. Just pay us taxes. Just pay us and behave yourself. And let us control what takes place in the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll let you live. We're not going to harm you. So the Higbir, they will prevail. The Romans will prevail. And will forge a beris, a treaty, l'rabim, with the multitudes, referring to the Jewish people, the entire Klal Yisrael, at this point in time, Shavu Echad. This will occur during the last 7 years. There will be some arrangement, we'll read the Mitzudos and Rashi in a moment, but what's going to happen? They're not going to keep their end of the deal. V'chatzi ha-shavua. And in the middle, the literal translation is in the middle of this last seven years, they will break their treaty. The Romans will break the treaty. Yashpis, they will put an end to the zevach u'mincha, the sacrifice, referring to the tamid, u'mincha, the meal offering, period. Then what will happen? They will replace the zevach and mincha with avodah zarah. They will put in the Beis HaMikdash the al. Al means and instead. We'll see in a moment. Kenaf means wing. A wing refers is a metaphor in this context to refer to elevation. It will be elevated to the highest degree, just like a bird flies with its wings very high in the sky. It will be elevated to the highest degree at this point in time. Shikutzim mishaymein. Abominations. Shikutz means something disgusting, an abomination. Mishraimim, that is desolate, dead, a dead god. Hashem is called the Kel Chai, the living god. Idols are dead gods. They are shaymim. They are silent. They are desolate. And they are disgusting. So these two words together is a term. The two words go together. Shikutzim and mishraimim, things that are disgusting, which are desolate, have no life. It will be raised to the highest level. The world will be fooled. They will destroy the Beis HaMikdash and replace it with Avodah Zarah. Until destruction, utter destruction, will be poured down al shaymin. Now let's see, before I say the word wrong, let's just see how it's translated in the Mitzudos David. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Go slow. V'higvir bris, mitchila yagbir v'yichazek melech romi krisas bris l'sore Yisrael al neshech zman shmit achas. What's going to happen? The last 7 years. The last 7 years is going to be a treaty between Rome and the Jewish people. They will prevail, and they will be strong, and they will force upon the Jewish people a treaty for 7 years. Next words, but v'chatzei ha-shavua avol yofer habris v'chatzei ha-shavua. The Romans will not keep their end of the deal. They will nullify the treaty after half of the seventh cycle. V'yavo al Yerushalayim, they will come to Yerushalayim. V'yavatel, they will siege. There will be a siege. In fact, the siege is debated. If you look at, I think, the history, the siege was for approximately three and a half years. So it conforms to what it says here. The historical account of the Korban Bayis Sheni, there was a siege at the very end on Yerushalayim for about 3.5 years, and during this time, Chazal tell us the Korban Tumah still continued for a period of time. They would send down gold coins, and the Romans would give a keves, would allow them to pull up in exchange a sheep, until one day they saw they were not getting anywhere. They exchanged the sheep for a pig, and at that moment in time the pig put its claws into the walls of Yerushalayim, and there was an earthquake. on the wall, and the whole Yerushalayim shook, and that was the beginning of the end. But it did, this siege did occur, take place for 3.5 years, which did lead to the end of the Karban Tamid, through that story of the exchange of the gold coins for the lamb. Avol yofer habris b'chatzi hashavua v'yovei al Yerushalayim ivat mibes Hashem zevach mincha v'yal kanaf. Now these are hard words. These last couple of words are very difficult. V'yal kanaf, ratzolayim. What does that mean? Now, anytime the Mitzuda says ratzolayim means it's not to be taken literally. The goiva hamayla, in the highest esteem, ke'oif hazeh, like a bird, asher yifrois kenafaf, which spreads its wings, lo'uf lamala, to fly high. For who inyan melitz, it's a metaphor. Shikutzim shemein, these are two words which go together, it's a term. Tiyeh ho'avoidas koychavim umazolos, idol worship. Hamishuketzes, that's disgusting. Vahane'eloma, ke'evin doim, that is silent, that's mute, like a stone. It will be elevated. It will be elevated to the highest esteem when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed and the korbanos come to an end. Biyad kala, bigoveh hamayla. Again, it's a repetition. The highest esteem until kala bigoveh hamayla tiyeh ad. It will remain in the highest esteem ad until asher tita chakilyon v'achrisa ala akum hahi hanelama v'rotzoloimar. Bivas achas tichlev lemaat maat, until the end. The kala is a term which means the end will come swiftly. And when will it come swiftly? At the time of Mashiach. So let's go back to the end of those words in the end of the pasuk. The ad, again, go back to the words vial. Vial kenaf shikutzim mishaymeim, and instead it will be replaced by the Karban Tamid, and the Beis HaMikdash will be replaced by the worship of idols, whether it refers to the Christians or the Yishmaelim or Islam, what they would do on this Makom, and this will continue to exist until the time of Mashiach. And at the time of Mashiach, this idol worship will come to an end suddenly. It's not going to come to an end gradually. There will be a sudden end. And how do we describe that? The ad, this will continue, kama, until kala v'neche rotzo titach al shemeim, until Hashem will pour out. Titach means to pour out. Kala, utter destruction, v'neche rotzo. It's another term which is very similar to the word kala, to wipe out, to uproot, to smash, to crush upon the avodah zarah that is called the shemaim. This will continue to exist until the end of days, the time of Melchemes Gog Umagog, and then will suddenly come to an end. Now, this is the way the Mitzudos interprets the pasuk. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is very similar. Rashi pasuk of Zayin. Rashi says, "Vigvir bris l'rabim shu'echad l'rabim l'sardim k'mav v'chol ravi hamelech b'sefer yimyuna l'mbeis." There will be a treaty. The Higvir titois bris l'sarei Yisrael. He will forge a treaty with the princes, the leadership of the Jewish people, for shavua echad, for one shmita cycle. Yavtichem, he will promise them be'agvaras bris v'shalva, with the forging of a treaty and peace, ad Zayin Shanim, for 7 years. He'll make a treaty with them, and for the next 7 years, I will not bring harm upon you. He will conquer them. Just pay me taxes, give me the money, and everything will be good. I am in control of this region. I have been sent by Rome to conquer this region. I represent Rome. We're in charge. In ancient times, it was not the desire of a nation to destroy. Why bad another nation? What do you get out of it? What do you get? All you really want is to show who's the boss. We're the boss, and you pay tax, tribute to the king. And Shalom al Yisrael. That is what was desired. And this is what Titus told Klal Yisrael at that point in time. But uvesoich hashavua yofer espresso, he will annul this treaty. Yash b'zevach mincha, he will bring an end to zevach b'zev shalom b'chizun arishon. Now this is very important. This goes back to what we learned in the previous, and we learned the prediction of the 2,300 plus the gematria of Erev Boker, 2874, if I'm not mistaken, the prediction that from the time of the Bittul Tamid, there will be 2,874, until the coming of Mashiach. And according to Rashi's calculation, that was supposed to happen in the year 1399. Now, and that this one you saw in the previous vision, in the previous prakim, with the Shalva and in peace. Yashchis Rab mitoch bris shalva yashchisem, and this is what it says in the previous vision that he will destroy great people. Yashchis Rabim mitoch bris shalva yashchisem, that within the time of shalva, within the time of peace, he will lie. He will break his treaty and bring korban. V'al knaf shukutzim mishamem kinui shel genai. The term shikutzim mishamem is a kinui, a euphemism for avodah zarah. Who klamar v'al choy moishav gavoya bein shikutzim v'tiyuv yoniach es hashamem shel ha'akom shehi nelemes kevendoyim. And upon the base hamigdash. So Rashi is translating here something different than the Mitzudos. Rashi is not translating the words V'al Kanaf to mean that it will be elevated to the highest degree. But rather he translates the words V'al Kanaf referring to the highest place of the world. The Beis HaMikdash is the highest, the Yerushalayim, the Har HaBayis is considered to be the highest Mokoim in this world. It's the most distinguished, it is the most important, it is the most holy. So the Al Kanaf, and upon the wing, upon this elevation in the world, will be Shikutzim Mishaimim. Instead of there being a Beis HaMikdash, a place where Karbonos are being offered, there will be Shikutzim Mishaimim, there will be idolatry. Kinui Shel Genai. This is a euphemism. What do we mean? Akum. Shikutzim Genai is, it's not a euphemism, I'm sorry, it's Shikutzim Mishamim means it's a term. It's a term, a demeaning term of idols, Kulaymar. And what does it mean according to Rashi V'yal Kanaf? V'yal Moishav, on the dwelling place, Govoa, on the base Hamigdash, Bein Shikutzim V'toev, amongst the other idols, Yoniach es hashemim es haakum shehi nelemes kevendem, they'll put more idols. Kenaf b'loshem gavoy kenaf oif ha-pareach. So upon the base hamdash they will put idols. V'ad kolav v'necherotza titach ad shemim v'teskayim em sheles ha-sheketz ad yoim, until ad is until the day titach alecha kolav v'necherotza hanigz alecha b'mei melech ha-moshiach. Until the time will come, the Mashiach will pour out his anger and destroy them. And suddenly, at the time of Melech Hamashiach, Tidech al Shemaim, Tagiach v'Tered Kiloyon, Hashem will pour down Kiloyon Chorutz al Ha'akum upon the Gombi al Ovdech on those who worship the idols. So this one now, but I just want to point out that we mentioned in the previous vision that Rashi quoted this pasuk, the pasuk of that the Zevach Mincha will come to an end 6 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. And Rashi took note that he is in trouble. He has a difficulty because if it takes place 6 years, how then do you translate the words V'chatzi HaShavua? Chatzi HaShavua means 3.5 years within the last Shemitah cycle. So Rashi there said that the word V'chatzi is not to be taken literally. It means part. And what's the part? It means 1 year. After 1 year into the last 7 years, the Karban Talmud will come to an end, because Rashi wanted to reconcile three numbers: the number 1,335, the number 2,874, and the third number of. What was the third number? I forgot all the numbers. But Rashi wanted to reconcile three numbers. We'll have it again at the end of the Sefer. And when Rashi wanted to reconcile all three numbers, Rashi was forced to say that the Karban Talmud came to an end 6 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. But by doing so, Rashi was presented with the problem in this pasuk where it says that the Karban Talmud will come to an end a chatzi shavua, a half of a Shemitah cycle before the end of the Bayis. And Rashi there said, the chati does not mean literally half, it means part. 1 year into the end, the 1 year into the last Shemitah cycle, the Karban Talmud will already come to an end. For whatever reason, Rashi is not bringing up that again over here. But as we mentioned before, historically, if you look in all of the history books, they will tell you that the last siege upon Yerushalayim did take place 3.5 years before the Churban, which would seem to indicate that when the siege began, the last siege of Yerushalayim occurred, is when the Talmud came to an end. But we know the problem with that is that it appears from other Mamari Chazal that the Talmud came to an end at the very, very end, right before Tisha B'Av, at the very, very end. So how do we reconcile that with what Rashi says 3 years before, 6 years before, 3.5 years, historical accounts that took place right away? It's very difficult to reconcile all of these conflicting historical accounts and psukim and midrashim, but we have to at least know what the issues are. And this is extremely critical because the pasuk makes it very clear, v'chatzi hashavua, half of a 7 year cycle. Okay, one other very interesting point is we learned everything here according to the Mitzvahs and Rashi, which basically say we start off here with 70 shmitos. 70 Shemitos, I'm repeating myself for the 50th time, was divided into three parts. 62 Shemitos and 7 Shemitos. And then we have this mysterious number 70, which is a fraction, which the way Rashi and the Matutz apologized. Well, it's not exactly 49 years, it was 52 years, so we have 3 more years. And when it says there was 62 Shemitos, well, if you make a calculation, it wasn't really 434, it was 438, that's the other 4 years, the fraction from that last Shemitah. Okay, fine and well, and that's the way we're forced to explain it because of many other midrashim, historical accounts, and the Mamari Chazal and Psukim. But you should be aware, just for your interest, is not everyone agrees that the Bayis Sheni existed for 420 years. I know we're brainwashed, it's all over the place, and this is in the Chazal, but there are other approaches to understanding how many years the Bayis Sheni existed, and the time on all the dates, and they take these psukim, and it fits according to them much better, much better. Because if you look what's going on here, Pasuk Chav Dalet begins 70 Shemitos. Then it says 7 Shemitos. Then it says 62 Shemitos. And then Pasuk Chav Zayin says, V'higvir bris l'rabim shavua echad. 1 Shemitah. 7 plus 62 plus 1 equals 70. Psukim fit like a glove. Everything fits perfectly. According to the way we have been learning so far, when we read here in Pasuk of Zayin, V'higbir bris l'rabim shavua echad, that's referring to the last 7 years of the 62 plus the 7 plus the fraction. This repetition is overlap. 70 Shemitos, which is broken into 3 parts, and which finished. Now, by the way, Rabbi Yisrael, let me tell you one little detail, that during the last 7 years, there's going to be a bris. The Romans will forge a treaty with the Jewish people, not to cause them harm, but they're going to annul their treaty, and they're going to besiege the city 3.5 years before the very, very end. That's a very big doichik. And we're forced to say that doichik because of all the other calculations that we're so familiar with. But read the words of the Pasuk. That's not what it says. It fits like a glove. 70 Shemitos, right? Go back to Pasuk Chav Dalet. Shavuim Shivim Nechtach Alamcha. 70 times 70. 7 by 7. 70 Shemitos. Now jump to Pasuk Chav He. In the middle of Pasuk Chav He, it enumerates for us. How do you get 70 Shemitos? Ad Moshiach Nogid, until the time of Koresh, Shavuim Shiva. There will be 7 Shemitos, 49 years. When you get this 52? 7 Shemitos, 7 times 7, 49. We come along and we pile it. No, no, no. Don't take the Pasuk literally. Round numbers. 7 times 7 plus 3. No! 7 times 7, 49 years. Get your numbers in order. Then goes on to say, there's going to be a Nabi, Vishavuim Shishim Ushnayim, 62 Shmitos. So 62 Shmitos plus 70 Shmitos is 69 Shmitos. And then we come to Pasuk of Zayin, the last Shmita that's missing. V'higbir beris l'rabim shavua echad. One more Shmita to fill up the number 70. When you do that, everything is different. Everything is different. How many years was there from the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon until the proclamation, or until the Melech, until the Mashiach? 49 years. And then from there count 434 years. And then add another 7 years till the time when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. All the numbers are different. So again, the calculations are complicated, and there are other issues taking place. I just want to make you should be aware, at least we should walk away being aware of these issues, of the numbers, discrepancies, and many different approaches to make sense out of this pasuk. One last thing, one more important point. Daniel over here is being shown in the vision of simply the Churban. That's not what he wanted. We learned the Pesukim describing the time of the Churban. But it could also be interpreted, as some do, is that after 490 years, the time of the Churban was the time when Mashiach was meant to come. In other words, we look at 420 years, the Bayis Sheni was never the full restoration of the Bayis Rishon. There were 5 things lacking in the Bayis Sheni that did not exist in the Bayis Rishon: the Shemen HaMishcha, the Kruvim, the Luchos, the Shechina, and the Eshal HaMizbeach. There were 5 things that were missing. So Daniel is very disturbed. Oh, when is this going to happen? What's going to be? It's already 70 years. It's 70 years. L'malos l'chavos Yerushalayim. Hashem told Yirmiyah that after 70 years is going to be. So Hashem says to Daniel, again, there's another approach. Just when it says 70, it doesn't mean 70 years. It means 70 Shmitos. So when will Mashiach come? It will come 490 years after the Churban Bayis Rishon. And Daniel, don't worry. Klal Yisrael is not going to have to wait with nothing like we have today. We have nothing today. I'll let you have a Beis HaMikdash. I'll give you a Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni is going to be practice. It's not the real thing, because you don't have the Shechina, you don't have the Yesh HaMizbeach, you don't have the Aron, you don't have the Luchos. But over time, after 490 years, after you'll have the Bayis Sheni for 420 years, plus the 70 years in between, then the Esh Min HaShamayim will come down. The Shechina will come down. You'll discover the Luchos. The Kruvim will return. Then you'll get the full restoration. That's what it means. L'malos l'chorvos Yerushalayim shivim shana. Not 70 years. 70 Shmitos. So the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni was really meant to be the time when the Kedusha of the Bayis Sheni intensified to the point where now the Bayis Sheni would mimela be transformed into the Bayis Shlishi. But we did not merit. And there's always something which always all over. When the time is ripe and we do not merit, Rachmana Litzlanim go the other way. And instead of not meriting to transform the Bayis Sheni into the Bayis Shlishi, there was anger. Why aren't you worthy? I'm going to destroy even what you have. I'm going to take away. I'm going to take away the Bayis Sheni. A whole different approach, which clearly fits in to the theme. You have to read the Pesukim a little bit differently. You have to understand it differently, but it's another whole approach to understand what it makes a lot of sense. What is going on here? The meal is praying to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where is the bias? Where is Yirmiyah said 70 years? What's going on? It's 70 years since Kibush Yayakim. 70 Shmitos, Daniel. 490 years. Way off. don't worry, because you're mispalel, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you a bayis sheni. Just develop the bayis sheni to bring the bayis shlishi. You want to fail in that mission? I'll take that away from you as well. Okay, so that's another whole approach to explain what's going on here in Perek Tes. Very difficult Perek, a lot of issues. Baruch Hashem, we finished. And now we turn to Perek Yud, we'll do Mishum tomorrow. The next three Perakim is really one vision. The next three Perakim is the last unit of Sefer Daniel, which begins to describe events that will occur in Yimos HaMashiach, other related events. Okay, we'll stop here.